KNZA Locker Room Chats continue here tonight. Week one of high school football finally here. Excited to bring you the coverage on Friday night. Now we get a chance to talk Perry Lecompton football with the head coach and Mike Paramore. A few minutes with him, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Thanks to our sponsors making the Locker Room Chats possible. Here in 2025, Coach, we'll get one final take from you. I know you've had plenty of time to dissect how things went in 2024. You guys started 2024 1-4, and you guys pick things up in the latter half. You make a nice run into the playoffs, winning a couple of good road games before seeing a Hayden team in the quarterfinals who is very, very good and will be again in 25. I guess kind of one final takeaway from 2024 and the nice run you guys built, kind of pushing into momentum here in 2025.
Yeah, I think it's just a tribute to our guys. I mean, our schedule's tough, just like everybody's playing in the Big East right now. I mean, there's no night off for you, and you got to go in and make sure you're prepared and play well. And, you know, we just didn't do enough to get some wins early in the season. I thought our kids competed well, and we did some things. But tribute to them to keep hanging in there. Sometimes, you know, you start out 1-4. Some kids are ready to look on to next season or do something different and give up on you. But they kept playing hard. And, you know, we found a way to come out of the district and get ourselves in the playoffs. And, you know, as you alluded to, they go down and get trail first round. That was a good win for us. And then to go on the road down to Frontenac and beat an undefeated team down at their place was a really good win. And I thought our kids were really playing well at that time and just unfortunately weren't good enough that next week against Hayden. But really pleased that, you know, we finished up strong, and you know, for those kids coming back, that's some momentum for them.
Yeah, you talk about kids coming back. 17 total letter winners returning, really key players on both sides of the ball with some good experience. Just how excited are you for that core group and just the guys with that experience coming back for another year?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can bring back guys that have been in the fire on Friday nights and, you know, have been to battle for you, that's a good thing. And, you know, first and foremost, we got our quarterback. Garrett's been our starter since midway through his sophomore year, so he's feeling really comfortable back there and what we're trying to accomplish with our offense and like what he's doing. And we got very good experience up front. Trevor Conklin's back at center, and he started since, you know, a handful of games his freshman year, and his sophomore year on has been a solid starter in there at the center for us. Bring Jacob O'Trimble back. He started at tackle all last year and is back again. Lucian Brockoff will be a junior, started last year as a sophomore, numerous games. And just, you know, got some guys that are filling in and jumping in. So we're excited about what we bring back.
The Big East League year number two, Nemaha Central won it last year. They made the run to the state championship game once again. How are you feeling about year two of this league? You guys have as difficult of a first month, I would say, as anybody in this league, starting with St. Mary's this week for week one, then Sabetha, Silver Lake, and then Holton. This league is just dynamite, and I would not really expect much to change here in week two, or in year two, I should say.
No, I think it's a really good league, and I think it only continues to get better. There's, you know, teams that are extremely well coached, schools that have great tradition and great programs that, you know, that's the expectation. And so there's no nights off, and we got to come ready to play. But I think, you know, as we talked last year with some coaches at the end of the year at the league meeting and stuff, you know, how well we were prepared for the playoffs once we were outside the Big East to go play some people. And, you know, we've been in some scrapes and been in some fights, and, you know, our kids were toughened up from that. And I think, again, you know, you got to be tough enough to hang in there when things aren't going well, you aren't getting wins, and to know that that's only going to make you better. And I believe in that. I mean, I think you got to play good people, and it's important you play good folks, and it's only going to make you better. So the great league, a lot of great coaches, good schools with great traditions. I mean, we're happy to be a part of it, and know it's going to be a battle every night.
Yeah, you're going to get a tough test right out the gate with St. Mary's calling on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Few more minutes with Perry Lecompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Thanks again to our sponsors for the Locker Room Chats here in 2025. Coach, let's dive into it. Week one tomorrow night, you guys are hosting a St. Mary's Bears team. Very athletic, very quality. Certainly a team that's going to contend towards the upper half of this league. What's the initial thoughts on your matchup here in week one?
A really good team, and we just saw them on film, and we were over at the same jamboree. We just didn't go against them, so we were, I think, each peeking out the corner of our eye to see what they were doing, but we traded films, and I just remember what they were last year. I mean, they came out last year and jumped all over us early, and very athletic, and again, a very athletic team this year. Their kids are tough. They run around. They got good speed. Coach Marple's done a nice job with that group as he stepped into that head coach now in his second year, and it's going to be a battle, and we got to make sure, you know, from a defensive standpoint, they give us a lot of different formations that we align correctly and don't give anything away in that aspect. And then they got some guys that when the balls are in their hand are very dynamic, so we got to tackle well, make sure we run to the ball and are physical when we get there. And then offensively, obviously, we got to be efficient with what we do and make sure we're converting and getting first downs and moving the ball and see if we can win some field position battles.
I'm curious with a lot of coaches, and I'll ask you the same thing here in terms of, you know, kind of taking the film from a matchup last year and implementing it into a game plan this year. Obviously, teams have, you know, turnover, seniors graduate, things can look differently for sure. But, you know, it was a 30-6 final last year. How much do you really use of the film and just that game to help with the prep? Or is it really just kind of a fresh slate in a new year?
I think it's a combination. I mean, a lot of the programs that we're playing in the league, you got the coaches returning, and we're the same way. I mean, there's some basic things you hang your hat on year after year. Obviously, you make some adjustments based on the talents of your kids and things you got coming back, but I think everybody's got to form a firm core value of what they're going to establish and who they're going to be offensively and defensively, and then you build some things around that and you dress it up a little bit and try to maybe add a few wrinkles. But again, you kind of are who you are, and I think that's why programs are good, is because they believe in a system, they believe in what they do, and we're going to keep doing that year after year. So we base that foundation, but also aware that there's some wrinkles they can come at, and new guys are going to fit in that bring some different things, and they might, you know, throw the ball a little bit more or run a little bit more. But I think there's a base foundation that good programs have, and you got to be ready to defend that.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys, and what's it going to take to get a win on Friday night here in week one?
We keep beating that same drum, and it's kind of boring, but, I mean, we got to take care of ourselves. We talk about that a lot of time with our kids. I mean, we got to make sure we execute, make sure we do what we do from an offensive standpoint. You know your assignment, execute your assignment, take care of the football, and when opportunities come, make big plays. And again, on defensively, we got to be assignment sound. We got to line up correctly and then play with a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm, run to the ball and tackle well. It still comes down to football's a game. You block and tackle well, you can give yourself a chance to win some games. So we got to do those things.
There it is. Excited to get it going. Mike Paramore, Perry Lecompton football coach, joining us here on our week one locker room chat. An intriguing league tilt right out the gate. Perry hosting St. Mary's here tomorrow night. Excited to see how this one shapes out, no doubt about it. Coach, thanks again for the time. Excited to get going with you. We'll talk to you next week ahead of week two.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And we're excited to get it going too. It's football season. Let's go.